Want to hear a fun fact? My aunt's name is Zuleika.
All right.
And everyone used to call her Zuli.
Yo, Black Pride.
It's the second time in an interview somebody's been like, oh, like, they used to call me Zuli.
Really?
Like, hey, but that guy's name was Jeff, so he was totally lying.
No, but the show hasn't started yet, so.
Oh,
so we'll save
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, here it goes.
Yeah, get that.
Hey, yo. Shout out to Jeff. This is Gunwash. There are bad words. Spliffington has arrived. Don't listen to the show if you're sensitive to curse words and other things like that. So, without further ado...
Hey! As I shake hands with the one Herbert Spliffington, I see him setting up right next to the one Ganesha. Welcome!
Welcome!
Yeah, 9 p.m. here, 9:02 actually on the dot. I can tell, of course, by looking at our fancy Japanese clock that is always right. And we are on Gunwash, and it's Gunwash news time. It is a beautiful August evening, and we have many, many guests here. In fact, we have some live performances coming up this evening. And, of course, lots of stuff to talk about. So stay tuned. You'll find out about that on Gunwash, which is coming up right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
It's chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
I was saying, we had so much fun and, like, calmness before the show, and now it seems as though chaos is running wild. And
Spliffington shows up, and it's just like...
Listen. Hey, by the way, how are we doing that? Are we, you wanna go to Spliffington for a minute and then do music, or
well,
what do you...
why don't we just announce what's about to happen?
Sure, absolutely. You know? Well, listen, it is Gunwash, episode 165. Interesting how we've come so far. And
right?
Tonight in the studio, we have Zuli, who is a musician. He's a 22-year-old guy. He's really cool. He's got long hair. He's cute. All you ladies, come see him at Roberta's. I don't know if he's available, but here he is. And his pal is here playing with him. What's your name, pal? Kyle? Now, you are in a band, but the band's called Zuli, and you're Zuli. But
yes.
it's also like a
yeah.
A mix
we got all the different flavors of a band.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah,
and
actually,
we also have.
Well, we
what,
also
Aaron?
We tonight we have the. This is crazy for me to say, but tonight we have the Gunwash Hall of Fame. Which is, thank you for the applause.
Yeah, we're not ready for the fanfare. We could just make the announcement.
Yeah, though. No, I don't, you know, listen, get excited later when we announce who the winners are. If
so what it means is that for the first time we're inducting members into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so if you're into
tonight.
Inside jokes, and,
yep.
you know, of course, if you listen to Gunwash,
if you're
you know,
a long-time listener, this is the show for you.
And if you're a short-time listener, I don't know what
then
to tell
enjoy
you.
Zuli
yeah,
and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, enjoy Zuli! Halftime, baby! All right, listen, I say we play a song with... Spliff, right?
Yeah, let's. You
we'll
just say like a few things, and I'll plug him.
I have the vapors. I want to get calm.
The vapors,
so,
do you?
Yeah. Listen, I haven't been home since 7 a.m. And Spliff's ready. Hey, listen, everyone.
You saw the sunrise this morning?
Well, I was walking to the train. I didn't have the chance to enjoy it. I envy you if you had a chance to enjoy it.
I did not.
All right.
Unfortunately.
I heard, we'll talk about this later, but I heard you were at the host meeting for her.
Oh my God. You gotta,
oh, yeah,
I want to say what
let's
I said.
Let's say, yeah, we'll say it. We'll say it. All right, well, listen. You know, we are proud broadcasters here on the heritageradionetwork.org, and we're on gunwash.com 24/7.
And
you can always
Spliffington.
And so we can play music,
play music
now.
Now.
See, this is when, we, you know.
They use Castile Beauty Soap to care for their beautiful complexion. Because Castile has olive oil.
And the perfume is so delicate and intriguing.
Castile is the best soap for the beautiful complexion that men like to look at.
And you like that.
Castile Beauty Soap for a beautiful complexion.
Save up for the thieves. You cannot dislike a CD. You could never have it in your mind unless you see our chance, say yes, and your time. You could never have it in your mind unless you see our chance, say yes, and your time.
play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the dogs in the car tire. No play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the dogs in the car tire. You're not bad, not even stove, you're not fire. Better you go sing for a little church choir. Little bit of dread can't test a bad wire. No say you're bad, better say you're small fire. But I go fly without a umpire. We no punch people, we punch a long sire. Roll out mad like 20 truck tire. We a walk with the flame, we roast the vampire. No play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the dogs in the car tire. No play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the dogs in the car tire. Good day, goodbye. Don't cry, alligator tears, good try. Dog, then you never know, say you could die. Anywhere you're there, you could live in Mumbai. At the evil of all, you know, see the good fly. The sun gone, the smoke a full sky. Here, big dog, a bark for bullseye. And no real, real dogs, the boy, a come guy. No play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the whole dogs in the car tire. Play around with fire. Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? Ram with the girls, are you gonna get fire? We running the dogs in the car tire. Not even stove, you're not fire. Better you go sing for a little church choir. Little bit of dread can't test a bad wire. No say you're bad, better say you're small fryer. But I go fly without a umpire. We no punch people, we punch a long sire. Roll out mad like 20 truck tire. We a walk with the flame, we roast the vampire.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
That's right. I love that song. Top of the hour here at Gunwash. We're in Bushwick, and we're on gunwash.com, of course. I know some of you want to call in, and the number is 718-497-2128. Happy to be back here with all of you listening now. Mm-hmm. Well, Zuli, my friends are next to me. I wasn't at all, you know, sometimes we get a lot of stuff in here, and these guys brought a lot of stuff. They got pedals and Cajon. You know, they got like good stuff. Yeah like I think like this will
good
be good
stuff. Yeah
I think I think this should always be here. I don't know. These kids are good. Jack, who is Zuli? I mean, I know, but I know you give better intros than I do, so I want to hear.
Well, Zuli claims to make psychedelic supernatural voodoo pop. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, listen, I love voodoo.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll let Ryan, who's here and the kind of lead songwriter, introduce himself.
Who are you, Zuli?
Ryan Kamenzuli, or Zuli is, I guess, most people I know me. But yeah, that's. And then I got Kyle here, who plays drums, and we're missing Joe and Greg. They had other obligations tonight.
Out to Joe and Greg.
Out to Joe and Greg.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear they can't be here with us.
I want to give a shout out also to Joe Civic. Excellent, excellent dude who put me on to these guys.
Yeah, what a great guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. He really is like a stand-up guy.
Well, thank you, Joe. And you guys are born and raised in New York. You're a New
York.
Excellent. We'd love to hear that. This guy over here. I'm from Jersey, but we won't tell.
So they're here to play music tonight, Aaron, and it's nice because, like, for the first Hall of Fame ceremonies, like, we've never done this before.
Absolutely. I think this is great. I mean, we really have a live performance. It's as if Lil Kim is here with me in the flesh. And
we're at the BET Awards.
We're at the BET. Exactly.
And there's going to be a lifetime achievement handed out.
And listen, and I don't know if you, for listeners out there, if you hear any kind of feed that's not the song you're listening to, there is a wedding in the back of Roberta's.
Oh my God.
Did you know that, Armando?
I'm surprised I'm not invited.
Yeah, well, listen, hey, you're the priest. Okay, anyway, listen, I want to hear some music, so let's get to Zuli. I think if that's okay, right, Jack?
Yeah, let's listen to some music
and
then hear about it.
Listen, this is Zuli, and they are playing live on Gunwash, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime performance. It's live here in studio, and you may take it away as you see fit.
Beautiful. This song's called Better All the Time.
Well, I seen you crawling all around town, down on your luck. Well, so am I, think we see eye to eye. But glances only go so far, we're shy to the touch. Can't get along, move on, we feel it, but we never question why. Something I just can't ignore, I hate to be a chore, but I'll put in the work for you. No, I don't mind waiting for our day to come. It hasn't been much fun
Oh, darling, I don't got a lot, but what I've got, it's yours and mine. Because I've got nowhere to go. So pull me in, baby, throw me a rope. I never thought we'd make it, but I'd like to try. Things are getting better all of the time.
Thank you to Zulu. All I can think, you know, it's funny, Jack. Excellent, very nice guys. And I have to say, I'm reading the outline while these guys are playing, and all I can think of, because you know, like, I got an electric guitar when I was 11 too, you know, and I can play music and stuff, but not like that. You took the right route.
Thank you.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know you guys have a video out right now.
Yeah, for that song, it came out like 2-3 months ago, I think.
That was great, man.
Yeah, I would
listen
to it. Well, we don't get it's very beautiful. We don't get music like that in here very often. We get all sorts of music.
Yeah, we get like Dirty Farms,
you know? We get like weirdo.
Dirty Farms?
Dirty Farms? No,
I don't know who that is.
You gotta hear this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta hear that shit. You gotta hear it.
So you guys originally were Wild International.
Well, not so much originally, but that was my previous band to this.
Yeah.
The bass player, Greg, and I, we started that band about 5 years ago, and it fell apart like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you know, like, what I would say, like, what made it fall apart? I mean, listen, I think you're like a charismatic guy. I mean, the band name is your name. I mean, So I mean, you know, you're this charismatic guy that plays guitar. You're cute. You like to do the whole thing. I mean, it's good. You know, I think you've made it work. Well, yeah. I want to tell him that. I want to give him.
Hey, listen, Aaron's single now, so
I want a confidence boost.
I'm surprised Jack didn't say pause.
So fucked up right now.
I know, right, Mondo?
But I think you're on the right route. I mean, that was really, really nice. And then you say some of your influences are like Animal Collective and Fat White Family. I've never heard of, but it's an interesting
name. I wouldn't say they're like a huge influence of mine.
Who's like the influence? Like really, 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 really. I mean, like, you know, new bands are cool, but like really, really, who do you see as kind of like?
I mean, it's so cliche. I mean, you know, obviously I grew up with like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, all that.
Of course.
All that great stuff.
It's funny.
Yeah, give it up for John.
Yeah. Shouts to Led Zeppelin.
Like. Yeah.
yeah, but I mean, I feel like my biggest, like, when I was like, I don't know, maybe in 10th grade, I was really into the band Akron Family. Have you ever heard
cool.
of them?
No, I haven't, but that sounds awesome. I mean, like, you, like...
Odetta loves them, I believe.
I've emailed Odetta, but I don't know who Odetta is.
She's the producer of the show, who sadly is not here, but big shout out to Odetta, who put this all together.
Yeah, thank you.
She's a great musician herself.
She's hot. Yeah. She's very hot.
Well, shit. You know, this is awesome. I mean, I haven't had a musical guest here in a while. What can I say? I feel beside myself in excitement.
And you guys also do film? Is that right?
I'm reading you're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, we, like, the guys in Gen Motion who helped us do the music video, I'm kind of in collab with them a lot of the times. I do, like, production kind of things with them, whether it be, like...
Were you, like, an art director?
Sort of, something like that, but that's kind of on hold right now. One of the guys just moved to India for the next 9 months.
Yeah, put that on hold. He's not coming back.
Yeah.
Do the guitar thing.
He's going to get a nice must, and then by the time he's back, we'll figure it out.
Gone forever.
You know what else is cool here, Aaron?
Yeah, what's this?
I like, you know, and Mondo, the new EP that they're putting out says it's reminiscent of trippy hallucinogen-fueled Daydream.
That's what Nylon said.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's out, by the way.
Said. No, we saw the article, yeah.
Well, we all know Nylon has the final word.
Yeah.
On everything.
I mean, that's,
that's it.
Well, we saw him, of course, Zuli is in Nylon.
Sounds like Mondo wrote that, though.
Listen, writing staffs aren't the same they were when we were.
When Mondo was
in
on
my day.
Mondo.
In your day?
In my day.
In your heyday.
Well, shit, that's awesome. Jack, what do you think? You want to, like, have him play, like, we'll do another song and then maybe go out spliff or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys want to play again?
But what's the deal with the new EP? Is it out?
It's out. It came out on May 5th.
Where can people hear it?
You can hear it on your Spotify, on your SoundCloud, on your iTunes, on your LinkedIn, the spots.
Absolutely. See, you guys went the right route. I mean, the name is Zuli, so, like, I'll remember that. She'll remember that. They probably can fucking remember that.
And a little kid can spell it.
Yeah, and they'll go on, listen, Spotify, whatever people use now. Napster, that's on.
Yeah, get it.
LimeWire.
You know what's also a good thing?
Let's
say you know what's also a good thing? Kazaa. That's a good thing.
Wow.
But, you threw me off. But if my computer broke, let's say my keyboard broke, I can just write Zuli really fast.
Right, like, exactly.
Google search.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, Zuli, there's another Zuli, and he's like a Pitbull-esque reggae rapper from Italy, and he raps strictly in Italian. So I think the best route is to do Zuli Band. It comes nice and pretty, but if you look up just Zuli, you're either going to get the lighting company or you're going to get the reggae Italian rapper.
So he, as far as hit, like, he comes up in Google before you guys?
Not always. I mean, usually, like, there's this, like, automation light company called Zuli. I had no idea about.
And, you got to you got to get them off the internet.
Yeah. I'm going to sue the shit out of them.
Yeah, who needs them?
We're good at that.
We can light shit. Yeah. I got lights. Whatever. Yeah. We don't need Zuli. Like,
no, but we're going to collab, all three of us. It'll be great.
Listen, now this is what I'm talking about.
See, that's that mod.
That's an idea right there. You know, you're like fucking, how do you say?
What do you say?
I'm a Da Vinci.
All three people,
like, the lighting company will, like, service, like, the show.
They're going to light the show.
And then Pitbull will be like, you're a triple threat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a song. Why not? And then we'll go to spliff after that. Well, listen, thank you very much, guys, for playing.
Oh, man, what a way to kick off the,
absolutely,
the fucking Hall of Fame.
I don't even know what the Hall of Fame is. I know we got some...
And I'll tell you, for the first time, like, one of the waitresses here just kind of came in because she had to see what was going down. She was like, oh, my God, I didn't know that's what happened
back
here.
It was the one you like.
I did it on purpose.
Yo, she's in here because she's
feeling you.
She can smell the pheromone.
No, I mean, like, listen, she's feeling Zuli, but I can take the vapors from Zuli and, like, spread them. Okay. All right, listen, let's hear another one from Zuli. This is awesome.
Yeah. And Ryan, back up when you sing, give the mic, like, a few inches.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Don't get me wrong. We like the distortion.
No, me too.
Yeah, but
the studio is built on, like, $10 in Rectech's wallet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can give you a few inches, Jack.
Great. All right, let's hear again from Zuli, and then we will continue with Gunwash. Here we go.
Cool. This is the title track, Supernatural Voodoo.
Someone call the doctor, better start spreading the news. This boy is suffering from supernatural voodoo. His symptoms seem to vary when he don't know what's best. We've got the medication, so let's put it to the test. 'Cause he's been living in a daydream he planted in his mind.
the end. All right, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Zuli, for playing. I mean, we've been honored. This is awesome, guys.
Thank
I really,
you so
really
much
love
for
it.
Having
yeah,
us.
No, of course, anytime. And this is Gunwash. Let's listen to Spliffington for like 10 minutes, and then we'll be back. And lots to come. Gunwash Hall of Fame. Remember to... quick. Where can people reach out to you? Is there like a Twitter or like some shit?
Instagram, Twitter, Zuli_Junior, and then Zuli Band at Facebook. And
beautiful,
stuff.
Beautiful. And thank you, of course, for tuning in. Spliffington, play music, go. And we'll be back momentarily.
Now.
Here on Gunwash.com.
Now.
Go!
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's...
And I am... Choo-choo!
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story!
Let us unite and deal with 100 or 1,000 years. This meeting is now called to order. We boy Rocket J.
Yes, sir.
We boy Joshua.
Seen.
We boy Hit and Run.
Yes, sir.
Introduce myself as the rudest of all rude boys. Some people call me Dreader than Dread. And if anyone try to stop rude boys, they will get sick in their head and will end up in the cemetery because they'll be dead. Man can be Judge Dredd. And when we win this appeal, you'll pay for every man's head. So don't be a fool, just play cool.
this is Rude Boy. Dreader than Dread. Introducing myself as your hits from space. I am Lou Skywalker. Introducing myself as your hits from space. I am no Skywalker. I'm only known as the conquering ruler. Coming from the north with my face to the south, I'm quite sure I can knock you out. I'm the conqueror anywhere you go. The conqueror, I want you all to know. The conqueror, and I rule also. The conqueror. By them old pick-up or resort. I have the honor to carry the banner. Needless, my friend, you started to stammer. I'm the conqueror. Anywhere you go, the conqueror. And I rule also, the conqueror. I want you all to know, the conqueror. Conqueror, anywhere you go, I want you all to know, the conqueror, and I rule our soul, the conqueror, I want you all to know, the conqueror, yes, you rule our soul, the conqueror, and you know me too, the conqueror, and I rule our soul, the conqueror.
Song.
Well, Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if you didn't hear in the first segment, Zuli played live. Zuli's hanging out in the studio right now. We feel really cool. They're That's here right. with us. They're hanging. It feels great. I have to say, I lost myself in that break. I know tonight is the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Things are berserk here.
Hey, who came up with that idea? Because I love when I see ideas like this. Jack's still gone, Deck? He's not here?
I find it interesting that it's a Hall of Fame night because it's the number that's, like, strange.
You know what's interesting? Yeah, 165. Yeah.
It's not like 200.
It's not like 200, exactly. Yeah, I thought the same thing. But, you know, whatever. We're doing it. I was actually surprised because I saw the list.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just waiting for the bathroom. I wasn't really waiting. Like, I went and there were four girls waiting for the girls' bathroom, and there was one guy in the guy's bathroom, and he came out, and I went to go in, and this girl pushed me out of the way, and she said, "It's one line, buddy."
Yo.
And then she pushed her girl in front of me.
You should see, like, "Hey, buddy, I run the radio."
I was like, "You're not getting your meal. Go home."
Yeah, word. Yeah, guess what?
Deny food.
Yeah. Who's on the line? I don't even want to know. Who's on the line?
Hello, Gunwash. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is
nobody. All right.
Sure, thank you. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. Love that guy.
Caller, stay on the line. Be patient. All
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. So listen. So, I was saying earlier, I'm very happy to see when ideas come up like this. I didn't think of the Hall of Fame. I think it's a great idea, though. Shit. I mean, who? I see the list here. Although I'm hearing
No. We don't have a final list.
We don't have a final list. Okay. So for Gunwash listeners who don't know,
I'm sad that this girl messed up my flow. But this is how we're going to start this segment. This is the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Okay. Go.
Welcome to the inaugural Gunwash Hall of Fame ceremony. For tonight, there were zero souls admitted to the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Tonight,
there will be three. Inducted.
That's right. For you listeners who listen,
that was amazing.
Every week, we do have callers and guests who come often, and of course, we want to honor those guests because they're part of our creative community. I mean, why not? We're here. We're given this. What can I say? Outlet to broadcast, and it's only right that we honor them.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of long friends of the show, and you know, a lot of people that have become family.
So can I? I don't know. You wrote me a list, but I guess I shouldn't read the list.
No, the list has changed.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, the list has changed. So
no.
Okay, so how do we navigate this, Jack? So I don't want
to
fuck up.
I guess if we're ready to induct our first member, we can do it.
I was born ready. So, for this, I was born ready.
The first inductee. Caller, are you on the line? Yeah, right? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Okay. So the first inductee is a no-brainer. It's the show's longest-running enemy.
Oh, he got no brains, that means, I guess.
This person has created multiple personalities that have distracted, exhilarated, and sometimes straight-up bored the Gunwash listeners over the years.
Jack really wrote for this episode.
Considered an honorary co-host by some, others would like it much better if this person just stopped showing up entirely.
Oh, I think I know. Do you know, Armando?
I already know.
I think I know who this is, man.
He's my favorite, though.
Yo, I'm excited.
At the same time, thrilled and begrudged, we officially induct Maximilian Bode into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Welcome, Max. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, Max.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame of Gunwash, Max. What do you have to say? Yeah, he sucks. Where is he?
Max.
What a fucker.
He hung up. He didn't like what Jack had to say about him.
He proved right away that he belongs in the Gunwash Hall of Fame because
wow.
A bunch of fucking retards. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was great. Max Bode, of course, always on point. He calls when we don't need him. He'll call later when we don't have time. That's his thing.
When it's 10:55.
We'll see if he'll change.
By the way, but before we do inductee number two, can I say one thing about Max Bode?
We're going to keep talking about Max Bode. See,
yeah,
that's what happens. We talk about him now.
I got a few things, but you go first.
I
kind of forgot what I was
going to
say.
You know, maybe we should just play the first time that Max Bode was ever on Gunwash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I had something to say, but that's fine.
Save it.
Okay,
maybe this will prompt more from you.
You answer my question for me. So, yes, Max Bode, why are you here tonight, man? Talk to us a little bit.
I'm here because you asked me to be here, which I'm really happy to be.
Great.
And I'm here also because I just developed an application for the iPhone and iPod Touch called Blast Zone Mega.
Tell me this is true. You developed a touchscreen handheld.
Wow. This was 10 years ago today.
Yep.
No, it was like 3.5
years. Yep, that's right, 10. It was actually 10.
Hey, listen, I got a question. This is what I was going
to
say.
I want to hear what you have to say about Max. Like, what does he mean to you?
Well, no, Max?
How did you meet him?
Oh, I met him in an alleyway when alleyways still existed. I don't know if they do anymore. But listen, Max Bode is the creator of the proverbial gunwash listener. So we must honor him for that. But what I will say is I received an email this week from himself Benjamin Keeley.
Hey, Max.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I guess you didn't hear what happened, but you were just inducted into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Congratulations, Max. You are number one on the Gunwash Hall of Fame. You're like Tom Petty, except with really bad hair.
Dude, I have beautiful hair. I look like Beethoven.
He looks like a cherub. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherub-esque. Dude, thank you guys so much. This is very, very nice of you.
What does Gunwash mean to you, Max?
Gunwash means to me a great set of pals who all are really trouble.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you something. I'm in trouble right now.
Trouble?
Hey, can
I'm in trouble. Troubled, not in trouble.
Hey, Max, can I ask you a question since you're on the line?
Yes.
Okay, I got an email this week from a guy named Ben who says he's the real Kenny Basil. Are you or are you not Kenny Basil?
I am not Kenny Basil. I am convinced Jack Inslee is Kenny Basil.
All right. Fair enough.
If I had enough time to be Kenny Basil, I would move to fucking Jamaica.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, Max, we're glad to hear from you. I hope you're happy. You will be receiving your award.
In the mail.
What do I get? Do I get like a trophy?
We can't share that info. What?
You'll get is my mic on?
Yeah.
You'll get an envelope, right, with everyone's semen. In the cap, in the staff.
Excellent.
But it's going to be molded into resin. And
turn his mic off.
Yeah.
Yes, turn it off forever.
All right.
Okay, well.
Yeah, go to hell, Max. Bye.
Yes. Yep. Well, that was good. I think that was the most, we get a lot of calls from Max Bode. That one was
pretty good. Another call on the line, but it's for Zuli, not us.
Okay, hey, let's take it. Hello, listener. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Landon Ricketts, and I'm calling from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Sick. What would you like to say to our guests?
I have a couple of questions for Zuli and his songwriting process.
What's up, Landon?
Hey, how's it going, Zuli? I was just wondering, is it true? I just was reading a couple of interviews online, and I read a couple of things that said you like to primarily sit around in a beautiful, like organic settings with your shirt off and write hooks based off of Hootie and the Blowfish?
I mean, as my primary influence, yes, Hootie is clearly a big part of my life and my shirtless organic life.
Hootie's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was a yes. The answer was a yes.
Caller, your answer was delivered as a yes. He does listen to Hootie and the Blowfish and writes songs for. I don't know exactly what you said, but yes, the answer
for him. Yes. Yes.
All right, beautiful. I also wanted to ask him a couple of questions about his live band because I noticed that he's got some crazy hooligans usually with him.
Yes.
Who is the bass player? Because I've heard a lot about him.
Oh, Greg. Sup, Greg.
Yes, the upgrade. How were you able to get him to join the band?
I mean, I've known him for a long time. He really wanted to do this thing. He wanted to do his own thing. I brought him in. He did his thing. It was beautiful. He went home sometimes. Then he came back. Then we went on tour. And now he's here. Now he's there. And that's how we did it.
You heard it directly from the mouth of Zuli, their bassist. What's up, Armando?
I wish I was a thing.
Yeah, me too. Shit. All right. Play it up.
That's amazing. Yeah, I saw you guys in Connecticut.
Cool. Moving on. Anyway, really, man.
Thanks for the call.
Oh man, these motherfuckers.
That was
I
a good
it.
One.
I love fans.
That was like the Ninja Sonic episode where we were like, happy 100 episodes of Gunwash. And they were like, nah, fuck that. Only Ninja Sonic calls. Yo, call the Ninja Sonic hotline.
Oh my God. I think back to that episode.
I love that.
That guy still apologizes to me for that.
Oh, really?
Telly?
Yeah.
You know who doesn't apologize is Jaja, because he doesn't need to apologize. He's great.
No, he's positive forever.
Ever. So, do you want to do another inductee? We got a couple minutes here.
I would love for the inductee to call in.
Nah, they're not on.
We're working on it.
Well, it is 9:45.
See, what happened last time was we thought we had Max on the line, but it was really a caller waiting for Zuli.
Fuck that call. No. No, you know, we could go to music
now.
It was a great call. Absolutely. I mean, we could go to music now, but I mean, maybe we wait.
I mean, maybe just like one more word about Max Bode.
I got a word about Max Bode.
This guy.
I remember I went to his birthday party about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. At Legion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I showed up with a bouquet of lighters.
Okay.
And
I remember that.
And how I got those lighters was the night before, I asked about 20 women for their lighters.
Right. Well, you're good at that.
And no, I'm not. And then I put it on a rubber band and gave it to him.
I remember that.
And then he actually kept it forever. And then this is the best thing about Max. Every time he goes on a vacation, he brings me back a gift. And it's always a gift that I put in a glass box.
So, just comment on that comment, Max went away recently and he brought me back a gift, and it was a like 50.
All right, enough about Max Bode. We're going to move on.
All right, you don't want to hear what he brought me?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No. You wouldn't have to hear it. It's not that interesting. He brought me like a 50, 60-year-old map, like a pull-down map of New Jersey.
He loves maps.
No, but he wanted to, in his own way, he wanted to like jab at me for being from New Jersey.
Because he's from the city too, yeah, boy. Yeah.
All right, maybe we can get some music because we have the next honoree.
All right. They're on the line?
Yeah, they're on the line. So maybe
shit,
if Zuli wants to give us a
play
little soundscape.
Let's play in our guest right now. Like, yeah. Okay, so Jack, are we inducting the second Hall of Famer?
We are.
Okay, go ahead.
The second inductee might come as a surprise to some listeners, but not to the Gunwash staff.
I hate surprises.
Though only appearing in the studio a handful of times, we can't overstate just how important and timely it is when this person calls in. With apologies to its other residents, nobody reps the LES harder than this man right here. Stand up and salute Clyde Ramos.
Yeah!
Into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Fuck yeah! Yo, what up, dude? I knew that was you. I knew it was gonna be you, man.
How are you, baby?
I'm chilling, man.
You're in the Hall of Fame, man.
Yo, you're in the Gunwash Hall of Fame, man. That means something to me, man. I don't know if it means something to you, but
it means something to me too, good sir.
Dude, word up. And may I say, you look wonderful. I seen you recently on the internets.
So you guys might know Clyde from the phone, well, but, you know, Clyde has also, he's also been, here, hold on. This is a clip of Clyde years ago.
Well, I can't say that.
Well, I can tell you something, that Sharon Stone's tetas are the LES's best kept secret.
We're partying in Clyde's house.
Purple building.
Oh, so you let them stay in your house while you're gone?
That's what I do.
that's Clyde.
Woo!
That's Clyde.
Dude, you make me, dude, when I hear you call in, I get so happy.
I get more happy.
Oh my God, dude.
I get goosebumps.
You know, you put the smile on my face. But let me tell you how many naughty things I've been doing without being able to wear any vertical yacht club, any of that duck swerve. I've been on sailboats. I've been on lobster boats. I've been on big rig, small rig. Come on, man.
I know. You
gotta work this thing out.
No, you're a real fisherman. I got tees for you. I'll come by. I mean, if you're in the LES, I'll come by and I'll bring some gifts.
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wasn't able to listen.
Oh.
So... I know, and I'm upset about that, but tell me what we're talking about. I'll give you a little insight.
Clyde, the point of tonight's show is the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And you were just inducted live on the air into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Shit.
Yeah, Clyde, might as well just crash your car right now, okay?
Yo, it's basically...
Might as well walk. I might as well pull over, put on the hazards, and fucking walk.
Yo, basically...
I need some time to figure this out.
What this means, Clyde, is that, like, basically, you're the Pete Rose of, like, internet radio.
Woo!
Basically.
I like that.
You're a heavy hitter.
You know, why don't I tell you who I am before I go?
Okay.
Why don't we do that a little
bit? Oh, please do. Right? Please do.
I am the rose gold bearded, Rolex wearing, pick up one, drop one off having, pushing around the Volkswagen... Big Clyde HD from the Lower East Side, and guess what the fuck I don't know? I don't know. Trust, man. except you guys, live on Gunwash, and I appreciate you, and I'm honored and privileged to be in the Gunwash Hall of Fame, baby.
Ooh, and you heard it directly from the man's mouth. That's
hey,
what he's saying.
Hey, you fucking podcast listeners, that's how to do a drop, goddammit.
Yeah, for anyone who comes on here and doesn't know how to do a drop, that's
that
how you do a drop.
Put that on your podcast and press it on your conscience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Clyde, and you will receive your award in the mail. All right, I'll bring you your award. Fuck it. I'll bring it to your
Listen,
home.
Listen, I'm popping up at Roberta's next Thursday on the... you better keep the slot open.
All right, that's,
yeah,
good. Oh, that's
so
good to hear. That's
excited.
Good to hear. So excited. Well, we do... listen, Clyde, unbelievable. I don't want to distract your driving, so you should probably get back to it.
Can I say one? One of many great things about Clyde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clyde is such a great host every time I go to Purple Building. And not even just that, he made my dream come true when he said Princess Nokia. When he had Princess Nokia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Yeah, you're like, you make magic happen in front of my
yes.
very ears.
Very
we
Houdini,
love you, Clyde.
Like, we love you, Clyde.
We love you, Clyde.
Purple Building.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Well, listen, we got a. There's probably a. Probably a third Hall of Famer, right? I mean, probably
there's a third Hall of Famer.
Do you
want to
do
yes.
music first?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, listen, let's do some music. We'll do Spliffington's here. We love when he plays. He's playing good stuff tonight too.
Well, thanks for listening,
he
everybody.
Plays good stuff.
Show's over.
No. Okay, we're on Gunwash. We'll be back with our final Hall of Fame inductee, and let's listen to Spliffington for a few minutes. You know, it's gunwash.com. Of course, live call-ins are 718-497-2128, but you won't be picked up on unless you are our third inductee.
Hey, this is Nick Mastodon. I'm listening to Gunwash Podcast.
Oof, he's drunk.
And
why all them DJs keep on picking on me?
Big myself because we big myself. Big myself, come get your big myself. We just a come from all about
big myself.
And me eat a dozen fish
with the big myself.
And the phone cross me too.
No with the big myself.
I saw me hold up on the mic.
No with the big myself.
I saw me to the poker chop
with the big myself.
We just a repeat the crowd
with the big myself.
We just a repeat in a style
with the big myself.
Big myself, big myself, come get your big myself. Big myself, big myself, come the big myself. Cheese. Trees, trees, trees. Short and black, young men no whim can chat.
What if you wanted my main kitchen, see? Dedicated to our night of passion.
My mama said,
Michael goes to Papa said, I'm gonna make it so good at his job, yo.
My mama say me shouldn't say, my heart she no ready.
My girl goes
my mama say me shouldn't say, my heart she no ready. But me say it's already, and it's gone but already. Because she wild, me say she hot, she hot. She just a let off, let off, let off. She just a let off, let off, let off. She's a hot number. She's a hot number. The girl is a bubbler.
Michael goes about
she's a hot number.
All of us in Charlie hot number.
Hot up the east and she hot up the west. Wild up the north and she wild up the south. Anywhere she go and she them talk. Oh, she just a let off, let off, let off. She just a let off, let off, let off. The girl is a bubbler. She's a hot number. She's a hot number. The girl is a bubbler. Mama say me shouldn't say, I just no ready.
Play by the game, sound like
me
job,
say, I just no ready. But me say it's already. It's
oh no,
it's gone for the ready. It's gone for the ready.
Dreadlock kid, come on over to the gate. One of the bubblers, them out and dreadlocks. And all the mangla. Come over the skate. Corona, then.
Chinese, but she's from Pali, Nepali. Rippy bump, rip, come get your bubbling, 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 jiggling, 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 bubbling, come get your bubbling, come get your bubbling, come get your bubbling, come get your bubbling, come and say, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me, trees, touch up the key now, touch up the key, I'm then you mix me. We said, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me, hey, touch up the key now, touch up the key, I'm then you mix me. Said, you mix me, and you mix me low, because you never know. When they pull up on the mic, they come and start the show. Said, the soda bubble, chat the name, Blanc Scampio. Say, baby, they miss them by any more. In them, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me, hey, touch up the key now, touch up the key, I'm then you mix me. We said, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me. Touch up the key, no, touch up the key, I'm dead, you fix me. What I'm bubbling, land, what I'm muggling, land, what I'm bubbling, hey, what I'm bubbling, because we love to see the young girls when them dress and prancing, so them a young girl progress. Some a cream, them you, some a shoot by bro. Some only want a deal, just don't look like a cow. Take up your roots, girl, take a lip glass, listen to trees and land, that's a fast, you must walk and talk intelligently. Now put on makeup and hide your natural boots. Come get the bubbling, jiggling, bubbling, jiggling, bubbling, jiggling, 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 bubbling, jiggling, bubbling, jiggling, bubbling, jiggling. Come and say, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me. See, touch up the key now, touch up the key, I'm dead, you mix me. We said, teach about to come down, that's a 1, 2, 3. We said, we teach them, I'm gonna get the lift, I ABC. We went to teach them, we sing, come and say, no baby. Sasa, brass, and sugar, shine, but I'm back, my agenda, branch. We said, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, touch up the key for me. Hey, touch up the key now, touch up the key, I'm dead, you mix me. Say, touch up the key now, touch up the key now, man. All on dreadlocks, all on self conversation, and self vision youth Carmichael Gojul Bama. Oh, we are said general.
Yeah, all on self spirit, Michael Lichel Gojul Bama, dreadlocks.
In no one, don't put no confidence, cause them is very well.
Michael Gojul Bama, the local thing called Bellelic. All Bellelic gon' feel it. All Bellelic gon' feel it.
Oh! Everything them see them want.
Everybody.
So them is
how Mondo, that was invigorating, right?
Wasn't it?
Oh, my.
All right, well.
All right, Jack, tell me what to do here.
This is what we'll do.
Okay.
So I'd like our guest who just came in to just kind of remain silent for a second.
Okay.
So what's going to happen now?
I'll tell you.
We're going to induct final inductee to the first annual and inaugural Gunwash Hall of Fame. And this final inductee has saved dozens and dozens of nights on Gunwash, armed with an iconic voice and a bag full of treats. This person makes a normal show feel four-dimensional. Either when dropping in as a surprise or accompanied by legendary guests, the entire Gunwash staff likes life better when this person is around. So ladies and frogs, we're proud to officially induct Kitschy into the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
Yeah!
Thank you!
It was so... And look, he dropped by and we were like, oh, I don't know. How do you feel?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I'm so happy that is happening to Kitschy.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we had three inductees this year, and you were the only live one in the studio.
Oh, know? Great.
And we also have like a band here. It's like a joyous night, man. Zuli's here.
Had to be a surprise.
It's like Kitschy, something on CBS.
Yeah, how you feeling? What do you want to say to the Gunwash people?
I'm very excited. Well, thank you for having me the last 2 or 3 years, I think it's been.
Yeah, man. Long time.
So, yeah, it's a good time here.
You will get your award shipped to you.
Nice.
But
I want to run tape of the first show of Kitschy was on.
Absolutely.
Number 35. That's right.
Wow.
I think the listeners will like this. I was on number 50.
Born and raised in the East Village. I've ran several businesses in New York and just enjoying life. I just saw Roger Waters at the Wall.
That's awesome.
That was our first.
I can't believe they listening back, dude. Ah, it's crazy, man. I'm like in
seeing
I'm,
the numbers too, dude, like number 35.
How do you know 35? You just know.
That was my first episode. That was episode Kitschy.
See,
yeah.
There's people. Yeah, episode Kitschy.
Kitschy. I remember the first time I mentioned your name to production, and they were like,
I don't even. Yeah.
And they were like, yo, let's have this lady on the show, man. And they were like, okay, let's do it. And look what it is.
As soon as Kitschy came in tonight, she apologized. She didn't have treats.
I'm sorry. I wish I had my waffles or something.
We don't need treats.
No, what? You're the treat girl.
Thank you.
By the way, anyone out there who needs someone who does shipping or waffles.
Waffles.
Kitschy's ready to go.
I am.
Kitschy makes. I'm looking at Armando's if he doesn't know. Kitschy makes vegan, gluten-free muffins that have marijuana in them and get you high.
Scones,
like,
too.
Scones and cakes and the whole
thing. And brunches.
Yes. And, like, on my birthday, like, there was a cake with weed in it. It was crazy.
I'm doing egg frittatas now.
Oh, wow. So, why don't you... So, okay, I understand, you know, right now you're floating around. You don't know exactly what's... Why don't you just make a restaurant? I mean, I guess...
Need some money for that.
Yeah.
And it's not legal.
Aaron, pass over the credit card.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Money, boys.
No, but what about, like... What about cooking? Like, I know weed's not legal, but, like, what about baking and, like...
Oddly enough, I have been requested to do a lot of events minus the marijuana.
Okay, yeah, so...
just cook for events. That's what I've been doing.
So what about, like, a little bakery? I mean, I know you need money to start
out. I would like a little bakery at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the baked goods are good.
Thank you.
They actually taste good. Some people bake and it sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had crappy treats.
Yeah.
But...
Never had no crappy treats from Kitschy.
Never
in my life.
Those weed treats get me so fucking high that, like, I can't finish the show.
But when you go back and listen to the shows, those are the shows that get weird and good.
Yeah.
It gets, like, by the third segment, it's like,
if I'm not mistaken, I remember Kitschy brought her friend Mona, and she spanked Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Live on the air.
Live on the air. I got a picture of that still. Early on.
I think she probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah, Mona's unofficially in the Hall of Fame.
She's unofficially.
Hey, actually, Kitschy was in the Hall of Fame. Mona has not been inducted yet.
Yeah, Mona's later.
She'll have another episode.
She's eligible, but
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, there were a lot of people that we couldn't fit in. I mean, it was only three for the first time.
Thank you for having me.
You know, absolutely. And you know, this makes me really, really happy because we're doing the show, but we're like celebrating the history of the show a little bit, even though it's like, you know, only like however many years. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, this is going to be the last episode for a while. I mean, this is the end of the season, you know?
I was just with Clayton. He was like, man, that's so awesome you're doing that because he was episode number one.
Oh. You know, I was telling Zuli over here because we like, you know, sometimes we're just like, ay, 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 but we like push through it and it's always worth it.
For sure.
Feel great about it.
Me too.
It's awesome. Psyched. I'm going to cry.
I cried too much already, so I'm not going to cry.
Well, my waffle station got sponsored, so I want to come on about that.
Yeah, but what, I mean... You know, Jack, I don't know. I know this is weird. We should, like... Kitschy should come, like, make stuff at Roberta's or something. I don't know. She should, like, fucking make...
I make pizza.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I'm out. I'm out of shit to say, motherfucker. No, listen. Hey, you know what's interesting? Let me ask you. Zuli, did you guys... How do you guys feel? Did you have a good time tonight?
Yeah, it was great. Awesome. You guys are awesome. Never been to Roberta's. It was cool.
Awesome, dude. Awesome! Yeah.
I thought Zuli was gonna kill me. He was like, yo, what you say about Princess Nokia?
Yeah. Princess Nokia said Armando's cute, and Zuli got a little bit.
Yeah, Armando, you
so he left us hanging. I didn't even know what happened.
Well, you know, we're blessed to have any guest on here. We're a bunch of fucking, who knows what we are.
Well, last night at this HRN meeting I went to.
Oh my God, we forgot about the Mondo segment and that whole thing.
No, we did not
thing.
Forget no. about oh, anything. Shit. Hold your fucking horses.
Mondo. Getting around. Mondo.
We're gonna get sued by Mondo Juice at some point.
They don't exist.
Well, before we get into Mondo, let's just take this call real quick. Caller.
Hey, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Odette. I'm calling from a beer hall, German beer hall in Washington, D.C.
Oh, beautiful. Well, it's great to hear from you, Odette, our producer. How are you doing and what would you like to say?
I'm just sitting here watching the Republican debates in our state capitol. It's a very bizarre scene.
It's funny, yeah.
Just missing you guys and tuned in for a second. Hey, Kitschy.
How you doing, girl?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you're a member of the Hall of Fame.
I'm very excited.
See, people around the world are celebrating our Hall of Fame.
Raise your glass for Kitschy tonight, people, D.C.
In the nation's capital, we're celebrating the gun. Yo, it's so funny because, like,
hey, Trump, it's canceled. Kitschy's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yo, no debate.
I didn't know there was a debate. I'm like, you were fucking.
Yeah, this was the debate, and we ended it.
Exactly.
It's Kitschy, Clyde, and Max.
Yeah, the debate is the winner is Kitschy, Clyde, and Max.
And it was very diplomatic.
Yeah, I think so, too. Absolutely. I mean, we're not arguing here. We're making, it's very organized and.
Hey, Odetta, Zuli is still here, too.
What'd you say?
Zuli is still here.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on? It was good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
This is how meta we are. We just do all this on the show,
just
you know?
Weird shit in here, man.
Declan says happy birthday, like 2 weeks ago.
Thanks, man. Well, I'm going to let you guys go, but I will tune into the whole episode tomorrow on my drive down to Virginia. Lots of love.
Oh, you're the most traveling gal around.
Love you.
Thank you, Odetta, for the call. So, so there was a... So I found out late about it, but there was a Heritage Radio Network host meeting.
Armando, what were you going to talk about in your segment?
That I couldn't attend, and Armando went for me, and I heard that Armando did very well.
So I did. I think I did well.
Well, Jack...
This one kind of spooked me out.
Okay.
They had to go around this the office and you know and say everyone's name and the show they do and
yeah, I heard you were the last.
I was the last person, yeah. So I'm like, what can I say? Everyone said everything for me.
And now, mind you, this is a room full of like older food professionals.
Right, professionals.
Yeah, I'm the only black kid in there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, damn, what am I gonna say? At the beginning, I'm like, I'm going to say this. And then, like, 10 people later, I'm going to say this now. And then, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm in this band called Gunwash, right? And then I said, yeah, I was like, I'm in this band called Gunwash, and everything my friends and I say are sonnets, and we have the best song for the next 500 years.
Is that what he said in the meeting? Is that what you said?
Yes, I said that, dude.
That's good.
And everyone,
for me, that's good. For me, I think that that's a great thing to say.
Dude,
everyone, that's excellent.
You know what's even
You know
great?
What?
Everyone was like, oh, I love Gunwash. Like, everyone, I didn't even have to say, oh, what's that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, because everyone in there is like, well, you know, I focus on cheese and, like, where cheese comes from and, like, local cheese.
They already knew I was Gunwash, and they heard almost every episode. And I was like, you know what? This feels good that Aaron and I are, like, doing something really productive.
All of us.
It's a major platform for us because we're killing it. We have Zuli. We have Kitschy. We have Max.
Yeah.
We have all these people here. And, like... Look where we're at, man. We're at fucking Roberta's.
And then I heard everyone was trying to cross-pollinate with you. Everyone was like, oh, like, show.
Well, I showed everyone my scabs on my hand, and they were like...
Yeah, yo, Jack said that you were trying to shake people's hand, but then you were like, oh, I just hurt my hand.
I was like, oh, I was trying to man out this handshake.
And then he said that you were like, yo, Patrick Barnes, peace, like, da-da-da-da, or something like that.
Yeah, I think I called Patrick the N-word, almost. No, I'm only joking. Nah, but
you did call Allison Ashley.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
yeah,
okay.
You know what? I just had this.
Didn't mean
I had an Ashley in mind. That's why.
That's okay.
Oh, shit.
An Ashley out there.
But no, seriously, though, HRN, I try to impress my. I try to make sure that we are on top of things here, like Gunwash, and the staff here is amazing. And what I want. Yeah, that's all I really wanted to say, but. We're at this Hall of Fame right now. I forgot my tuxedo.
Yeah, well, you're
incredible. I'm happy that my friends won awards. Kitschy, shout out to Max. Shout out to Clyde.
Woo!
You know, they are my favorite people. And Aaron, last night, if you was next to me, we were gonna be the last people to say what we do here at Gunwash.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm kind of happy you were there. I mean, like I found out late, and I was tattooing someone, and I was like, I should tattoo because I would blah blah blah, and I didn't want to miss it, but I was like, I guess I'll let Mondo take it over. But
you would have not liked it because
no, but I like it there. But I'm saying like I'm glad you didn't like let on too much. I'm glad you weren't like, hi, my name's Armando, my co-host name's Aaron, and we do a show, and it's about culture
There was other shows that I actually found out about that is similar to Gunwash on HRN, kind of.
What, like Snacky Tunes?
No. I think Patrick Martin's show is like similar to Gunwash.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he, his show is
I think Patrick Martins is like the one of the like. I think he should be an honoree on the
I think so. Well, we have to have him on first as a guest.
Well, hasn't he been on?
He's never been on.
Well, I think he should be.
You're thinking of, we did, remember when Obama got elected? There was like an election debate special, and we and we were there.
Came on. Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny, and they, I said really like I don't know. Yeah, I was a kid back. I mean,
you cursed a lot.
I cursed.
Well, I still curse. I try not to have a potty mouth.
God, I'm like, we're like reminiscing on so much stuff right now, and it's like just me and Armando and like no one else on Earth.
That's the best. That's Mondo vision right
there. Yeah, word up. That's, well, shit, I don't
you're
know.
You're the first person I think about every day, dude.
Yeah, word up.
Oh, Gunwash.
So yeah. I'd love to, before the show wraps up.
Can we tell a story about how Mondo got bit by his dog?
Oh, we told that already.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
But I'd love to, A, we got to get drops from Zuli.
Oh, yeah.
B, they could even play another song if they're up for it.
If you guys want to play another song, I think that would be cool if you're into it.
I also want to give Kitschy the mic to address the Gunwash listeners if she has anything to say.
I think, listen, Kitschy, we're very happy to have you as part of our Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Of course, we love you. And if there's anything you would like to say to the Gunwash listeners right now, we will consider it your address, your induction speech, and your drop.
I just want to say thank you for everybody for listening all these past 2 or 3 years. It's been a pleasure and fun to be here, and it's nice to bring guests on and make my waffles and have a ball with you guys. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Well, much love to Gunwash.
Kitschy, you remember the first time you met me?
I did. It was at those like ratchet hood parties when I was hawking my brownies in the hood in Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, boy.
Sick.
Oh, and he was like, "What's this white lady doing here?"
Yeah. Not that I have something against white.
We have a caller. We have a caller.
Yo, what up, caller? What up, people?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, my dude Zuli, bro. My gosh, that guy is something.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Are you the guy that called before?
I'm sorry?
Are you the guy that called before?
I didn't call, yeah. This is my first time.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, welcome, first-time caller. What's your name?
My name's Luke.
Hey, Luke.
I'm with some friends here. I'm with my friend Mike, my friend Andrew, my friend Nick. I think we're all fans here.
Oh, this is my friend Luke. All hey, right. Luke.
Luke, what would you like to say to the Gunwash listeners tonight and Zuli?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear me either. I'm fucking crazy up in this motherfucker. What would you like to say, Luke?
I'm sorry, dude. What's up?
Great.
I think we're going to do another song.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Zuli.
Thank you, Luke. You have been inducted into the Zuli Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Baby. All right. Well, listen, guys, we got a few more minutes. I think this is great. I hope you guys have enjoyed yours. I know we just did an egotistical Gunwash adventure.
No, it was beautiful.
All right. Great. I'm glad you liked it. You want to play another song?
Yeah, if you guys want us to.
We do want you to. Okay.
Beautiful.
So
we need the drop first, though.
We do need the drop. So I think both of you guys should do a drop. You know, a drop. It's like, hey, my
do it like Clyde
blah, blah.
Did. You know,
do like Clyde. Be like, yo, fuck all these motherfuckers.
Do half a rap
da-da.
Verse.
I'm the realest,
you know,
dude. Ba da ba ba. Ba da ba ba ba. Gunwash. That's a drop.
All right. Yo, my name is Zuli. I name my daughter Julie. I'm hanging at Gunwash. These boys don't know how to act, and I do it all the time, and I'm going to do it for you in rhyme. Gunwash.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, we had like a real.
Eat your fucking heart out, Clyde.
I know, right? I was just going to say that.
Okay, now for Kyle.
Kyle.
And Kyle is good.
Come on, Kyle. Come on, Kyle.
Drums, man.
This is Kyle, and he only plays the drums.
His name is Kyle, and he's got a smile that'll make you kill, and he's going to pay his bills.
Oh, wow.
All right. No doubt. And Caitlin and Roberta's, I think Aaron is interested.
Oof. I love that lady. She's so good looking. Mm. And that flower dress is beautiful.
It's really easy on
the eye. No offense, ladies. You are all beautiful. Kitschy and my new friend here is beautiful, and Spliffington's friend is beautiful as well.
Really easy on
and
the
you
eyes.
Men, and you men are beautiful, too. Very easy in the eyes. But listen, this woman out here, she's for me. What can I say? All right, Zuli, let's play a song. Why not? And then after Zuli, we'll go to Spliffington. All those who listened.
That's a great show.
And yeah, absolutely. Tuned into the Gunwash Hall of Fame and the Zuli live performance. I thank you for listening, and we're all very grateful, and we're here to make you whatever.
Die.
Feel feelings. And without further ado, let's go to Zuli.
Cool.
All right, we'll do forget.
Yeah. Why do I keep on ending up right where I started? I should know better than to make the same mistakes. I'm holding on to my last ounce of motivation.
I'm giving in before I lose all of my strength. But oh God, you're looking so appealing in the limelight. You shine so bright that I'm a shadow in your name. But no one seems to live up to your expectations. No one who satisfies and takes away the pain. And I don't know. Tell if you forget my name. Name. Ooh. Don't look at me like I'm the one with all the answers. I've been all in. You might make me change my mind. I'm seeing you for the first time. I never felt so hypnotized. Look me in the eyes, you'll see I'm not such a bad guy. I want to know if things will be the same. We both have known, but nothing seems to change. Lately I don't show the things that I should say. And only time will tell if you forget my name. And only time will tell if you forget my name. I know no matter what, I won't forget your name. Name. Ooh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Beautiful.
And, and we have one more caller on the
line. Yeah, that's great. Let's get him on. Hey, what's up, caller? What's your name?
Hey, it's Ace. I got a question for you guys.
Aye. What's up, peoples?
I'm sitting here with my buddy Frankie Tuesday. Why don't you talk about sports? New York is doing nice now.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny about it? He gives me some shit that I don't have a joke for. I can't fucking do
it. Yo, Ace, where's Skittles at?
Yo, Skittles is dead to me now, son. It's Frankie Tuesday. That's my new boss.
Yeah,
that's
Frankie
my guy.
Yeah. Kenny Basil, Frankie Tuesday, whatever.
Yo, the Knicks are doing good. They got a roster now. What do you think?
Don't even start because Jack will
derail
the show.
Y'all do a whole 5 hours on this.
Yeah, forget about it. Hey, listen.
They got happy.
Porzingis.
All right.
They got hackers over there in the Knicks.
This fucking guy. All right.
We had a second call.
Really?
Hey, is this Gunwash?
Oh, my God. Yo, what up? Yes, it is.
Hey, can I get 2 large pies?
Absolutely.
And can you bring me a pack of PBR and American Spirit?
Blue or yellow?
And a checkered button-down shirt.
What, like Ben Sherman or Fred Perry?
Well, those are the acceptable brands.
That's my friend. Is that Manhattan Jack?
Oi, punch. Okay, 5 minutes.
Bang, bang. Yo, bang, 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 bang.
What are you guys talking about today?
Yo, bang, 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 we white.
Yo. Yo, Manhattan Jack, say what up to the Gunwash listeners. Give us a drop, bro.
Did I leave my music on or should I turn it off?
Dude, we can't hear shit, man. We're like in here, like it's like a fucking tin can.
How's Coney Island?
Coney Island was good, man. It's a good summer. We're enjoying Coney Island. All the doo-wop boys are over there at Ruby's, drinking beer, singing 16 candles, all that good stuff.
Beautiful.
And everybody should go out to Coney Island.
Hey, listen, one of these days, Jack, you know, you could be in the Gunwash Hall of Fame, but you gotta be a guest first.
Get out of here.
I would love to. I'm fucking humbly, I'm down. Right. I'm humbly down.
Call me tomorrow morning and let's talk New York.
Yeah, bye. Okay, well, listen, hey, that was wonderful. I am so elated with joy that we had such a successful episode. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Zuli. Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Both very, very flexible and amenable to our studio situation. And we'll see you next week. Oh, no, we won't. We'll see you next season.
Yep.
That was the last show.
Yep.
Until next month or something?
Something like that.
September.
So it sounds like we'll go on a vacation now.
Yeah, we get a little break, which is nice. You know, we need a break, too.
Sabbatical.
We need a sabbatical. We're always here. We're like the Simpsons of internet radio, as Splivian says. Well, listen, thank you all for calling. Late call-in, 718-497-2128.
Not answering.
Probably not. Good, we're all going to go
idea.
To Spliffington now. And
I'm going
to
roll with Spliffington.
I just want to say I love you all, you listeners and you guests. Thank you very much for being involved.
All I want to say is hurry home.
Yeah, hurry thank home. You. And thank you for being involved. We love you, Jack and Odetta. Production, thank you. And, of course, Heritage Radio Network. And we're here.
I want to say I'm sorry to one of the directors of HRN. I called her Ashley. And her
name's Allison. That's fine. Okay. Thank you. Take it away, Spliffing Tone.
Hi, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean the caddy.
Oh, but of course. You know, Jerry, I don't remember the last time I had so much fun making a picture.
Boy, I'll say. How about that scene when I wrecked the department store that I'm working in?
And what about the scene when I come home and find a strange, and I do mean strange, man in my bed, and it turns out to be you?
Tell him about the terrific game of golf I play. Go on, tell him.
Terrific. I've never seen golf played that way before. Crazy, man. Crazy.
I hate to brag, folks, but I think the caddy is the funniest picture we've made. No kidding. It's got 90 riotous minutes of howls, gags, fun, and more heartwarming entertainment than you and the family ever saw.
You'll love Jerry and me in the caddy.
Take my word for it. The caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's the caddy.
Yeah, the caddy. Is that all right, you cocksucker?
How was that, you shithead?
Without reading it?
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Yeah. Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy.
Yeah.
It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make. You ready? He ain't doing a fucking thing.
so out of sight, you're shining bright. Yeah, come along with me. Flash your lights, the mood is right, you're looking tight, so out of sight, you're shining bright. Yeah, I wish this night could last forever. Happy that we're here together. Part of time.
You better check it out. And wrap it up.